a new number in the rafters at Jackson, rating referees, and love those letter jackets. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. A special moment took place last month at Jackson High School, where only the third number in the school's storied basketball history was retired. Greg O'Connor of MHSAA Network affiliate WKHM has the story.
No one will ever wear number 40 again in basketball at Jackson High School. That was the number worn for 4 years of varsity excellence by Gary Tompkins, son of Jackson High basketball legend Bobby Tompkins, and certainly one of the most complete all-around basketball greats ever in the state of Michigan. At Jackson High, Gary holds almost every basketball record: points, rebounds, assists, steals. In 1984, number 40 set the single-game Viking scoring record, 44 points, 13 rebounds, 8 assists, in a win over Lansing Waverly. In the 84 tournament, Gary led Jackson High to one of the Vikings' greatest upsets ever, knocking off unbeaten Lansing Sexton, the regional at Western Michigan. Gary went on to star for Johnny Orr and play 4 years at Iowa State. So number 40 now hangs in the rafters at Jackson High, next to number 33, his dad Bobby's retired number. The rest of the story is sad. Gary was not here to see that jersey ceremony. Gary died suddenly this past September in Arizona of a heart attack. Hall of Fame coach Andy Sheridan said it best: Gary was a great player and a better young man, and those memories will live forever. In Jackson, this is Greg O'Connor for This Week in High School Sports.
Our Sparrow Health game ball this week goes out to Escanaba ice hockey goalie Brody Goddard, who made 51 saves in 2 games and posted a shutout in leading the Eskimos to the Milwaukee Puck Jam Holiday Classic. Are you fueling properly? Most student athletes should eat every 3 to 4 hours. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name is Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/MyStudentAid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Just about every sports fan at one time or another has left a game wondering, how do the officials get evaluated or graded for their performance during the game? At the high school level, the MHSAA has the school rating system, to where following each game, both teams submit a rating for the officials' work. The rating on a 1 through 5 scale is then sent to the MHSAA office, and these ratings are compiled over a 3-year period. An official then has a rating average, and the schools can also indicate areas for improvement or growth that they deem are appropriate. Those rating numbers then determine what officials are first used in postseason play.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go online now to MHSAA.com to be a referee. Standing in a checkout line a few days before Christmas, I saw a couple of student athletes from a local high school perusing the Mylar balloon section for some festive holiday inflatables. It was easy to tell. They were both clad in their school letter winners jackets, always a good choice in cold weather. But what really impressed me was not the letter on the front or the logo on the arm, but all the writing on the back. The 7 most famous words in journalism are, twisted slightly here, "All the news that fits, we print." The backs of these coats were filled with the names of all the different sports these youngsters played. The young man had 3, the young lady had 4. In the battle of ideas about youth sports, these two were what high school sports are all about. Proud of their school colors, the fact that they were playing a variety of sports, and proud enough to let everyone know all about it. Corny? Maybe. Fun? Yes. An experience that will last a lifetime? Definitely. Letter jackets, playing multiple sports, and doing it in front of friends and families, pep rallies, all of those things that define school sports and set them apart from non-school sports make these everyday kids and the programs they play in worthy of your support. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.